We are up to Simon Dalet. We're up to Sif Yud Gimel, which is page 18. We are going to be learning this week in Metzah Shem. We'll start 8 o'clock to 8:30 this year. As Mariv, Mincha Mariv gets a bit later, we'll reschedule a little bit for this week. She will be 8:30. And, over Chol HaMoed, obviously, we fell behind a little bit. I'm going to try to catch up as we go along over the next period of time. I'm going to try to catch up. There will, Mitzchem, as always, be running according to the Luach. So, okay. We're up to Sif Yud Gimel. We're still up to Hilchos Netilas Yadayim. We'll be discussing, amongst other topics, the following Shailos tonight. What's the halacha if somebody was up the whole night? What is he meant to do with regards to Hilchos Netilas Yadayim? We'll also be touching on Asher Yotza. We know the Shailos on Shavuos, which is every year. What's the halacha exactly on Shavuos if he's up the whole night? What do you do about Hilchos, about the broch of Netilas Yadayim and also Asher Yotza? Another Shailos we'll be discussing, what if somebody sleeps during daytime? Does he need to wash Nagelwasser, yes or no? And what exactly aloch? Does he need to be makbit on the walk in Dalet Ames? If in the morning is makbit, does he need to be makbit during day sleep as well? And then that will lead us eventually, but I don't think we'll touch on that tonight, but we'll speak about very, very important alochas about when generally do you need to wash hands. We know when a person goes to a levaya or goes to a Beis HaKvaros, there's other cases as well, if a person touches part of the body. All these shadows will be discussed as well. And some of it will be discussed already, maybe not tonight, but tomorrow in Mitzvah Hashem. Okay, Sifut Gimel. Im hoyo neir kol halayla, if somebody is up the entire night. Im hoyo neir, if a person was awake, kol halayla, the entire night. Yesh leistapek, there is a doubt. Im also loy, lavir, excuse me. There's a doubt, there's a suffix as to whether one should wash the hands for Netilas Yadayim in the morning. The Rama Paskins, you should wash your hands, but you should not make a broch. What's this suffix? What's the doubt of the Shulchan Aruch? Do you need to? Do you not need to? The Mishnah Berurah explains as follows in Seif Katan Chof Ches. We're talking specifically with regards to Tefillah. Yesh suffix, there's a doubt. Im hatam shel netilas yadayim. We all know, we've discussed previously numerous times, what is the reason why we need to wash hands in the morning? Yesh stofik im atam shel netilas yadayim shachris karashbo le'el b'mishnah berurah seif katan aleph. If the reason is, like the Rashbo explained, as explained in seif katan aleph, ve'im kein, if according to the Rashbo, the reason is be'er chadosha, we are new creations in the morning. Therefore, ve'im kein af al gav, although the hashlo nase beichadosha loy plug rabon v'tzorich netila. The Mishnah Berurah says, although you didn't actually sleep, but al kapon is a loy plug. Most people sleep and they are recreated in the morning. Therefore, it makes sense to wash and make a brach according to the Rashbo, even though you didn't sleep. Loy plug rabon v'tzorich netila. Or shem ikratam karosham. Or maybe the main reason according to Rosh. Uvener, but if you are awake, well, you're not going, you did not touch, for sure, as you were up the entire night, you know, for sure you didn't touch any uncovered area throughout the entire night, ain't so echnatil, you will not need the netila. So the way the Mishnah Berurah puts it is, if a person was up the entire night, there's a suffix of as to whether you need to wash, and the bracha makes sense, yes or no. According to the Rashbo, the Mishnah Berurah says, very interesting, according to the Rashbo, be'echadosho, yes, it's true that you didn't sleep, but everybody else is a Be'er Chadosha in the morning. So you also, it makes sense for you to wash and make a brocha, although you didn't sleep. But if it's according to the Rosh, that you need to prepare yourself for tefillah and you undoubtedly touched uncovered areas, that wouldn't make sense of it because you're up. So therefore you don't need to wash and make a brocha. Very good question. Why don't you say loy plug for the Rosh either? It's a very good question. We see that according to the, for the Rosh, we don't say loy plug. I'll add another eye for that. I can't explain it fully, but we see that the Rosh is very much more metziyistic. The Bialocha mentions an interesting shaila. What happens if somebody sleeps with gloves? What's the halacha then? It's similar. It's a bit, in a certain way, it's a bit similar to the shaila. If somebody sleeps with gloves, according to the Rashba, what do you think? For sure. Wake up fresh, Be'er Chadosh, new creation in the morning. Certainly need to make a, you need to wash and make a brach in the morning. According to the Rosh, what do you think will be the halacha? According to the Rosh, that undoubtedly touched uncovered areas, that wouldn't apply because you've got gloves. So it doesn't matter if you touch any areas that you... It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because you're wearing gloves. But over here again, we see that's that Mi'alocha said, puts it in that way. And he said that therefore you have to actually wash, but you don't make a bracha. We don't say loy pluk there. We don't say loy pluk. So we see that according to the Rosh, we don't say loy pluk, and according to the Rashba, we do. Interesting point. What about Ruach Ra, Rabbi Sai? Is a Ruach Ra, what do you think about Ruach Ra with regards to a person who was up the entire night? We know that we don't make a bracha for Ruach Ra. As we mentioned, Sivkot and Ches and Mishneh Berurah, we don't make a bracha on Ruach Ra. But do you think there is a Ruach Ra if somebody was up the entire night? No, he didn't sleep, no Ruach Ra. And what do you think, Rabbi Sai? Interesting one, no? Very good. So the Mi'alocha puts it as follows. With regards to Ruach Ra, that itself is also a suffix. Is it the sleeping that causes Ruach Ra? Is it the sleeping? A person is sleeping. There's a bit of mis, a bit of tumma, a bit of Ruach Ra that falls in him because he's sleeping. Even if you'd be sleeping by day, here the Ruach Ra would also fall on him. He'd have to, even if he sleeps by day, it would make sense to wash as well. Somebody who is up during the night ain't tzorich little yodav, he wouldn't have to wash hands. Or maybe no, it's not the sleeping that makes the Ruach Ra, it's the night that causes the Ruach Ra. And therefore, in Cain, Yadin Behepach would be the vice versa, the case would apply as follows. So the Mishnah Berurah Maisa paskens that we are machmir both for the Rosh and the Rashba, but we are not going to make a brocha unless both fully apply. That's what the Ramah's psak is. That's the depth of the Ramah. Since a person was up the whole night, according to the Rashba, it would make sense to wash hands and make a brocha. According to the Rosh, it does not necessarily qualify for making a brocha. Therefore, the Ramos Pasak is, according to the Mishnah Berurah, that if both reasons do not apply, only one of them applies, you will not make a brocha. You will not make a brocha. Similarly, Ruach Ra, Halacha Lamaaseh doesn't make so much of a difference with regards to brocha, because Ruach Ra, you don't make a brocha anyone Ruach Ra, but it says that actually he's not sure is there Ruach Ra or not. But Halacha Lamaaseh, it does make a difference with regards to washing three times. You will need to wash your hand three times because maybe it was not the sleep that caused the Ruach Ra, it's the night, and now it's the end of the night, you have to therefore wash three times. Yes? Very good, we'll get that to Shulchan Aruch later in Bialoch, we'll speak about that shortly, Mitzchem, either today or tomorrow. Okay. Yeah. Yes. Very good, the truth is, at the point you're already making is a very good point. I would have seen the svar you're saying. You're saying that really you could claim he's a Beri Chadosh even without having slept. That's what you're saying. It's the morning, it's the Beri Chadosh, you could have slept. It makes a lot of sense. Misvara, it makes a lot of sense what you're saying, but it doesn't sound like from Mishnah Berurah like that. Yes. Yeah. Yes, I fully accept what you're saying, but the Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem to be learning that way. I think Misvara, it makes a lot of sense what you're saying. Yeah. Okay. Continues the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Yudalet. Hishkem. If a person wakes up before Amud HaShachar, v'not al yodav, when he washed his hands, yesh leistapek, there is a doubt, im tzorech litol yodav pam acheres, k'sheyer ayoyim. If a person wakes up before Alois HaShachar, what time was Alois HaShachar this morning? Before Alois HaShachar, if it's really, before Alois HaShachar wakes up, and he washed his hands, but then he was up. There's a doubt. When the daylight properly comes in, do you need to wash your hands now or not? To remove the ruach ra, which is on the hands. The Ramah paskens yet again. Again, you should wash without the brocha. I want to mention over here. Maybe I should have mentioned it earlier, the Mishnah Berurah with regards to Shavuos, if a person is up the entire night, it has to do with this a little bit, but let's just speak, what would be the halacha lemaisa if somebody's up on Shavuos? What's the halacha lemaisa? So, if a person taka didn't sleep, how should he do with regards to Netilas Yadayim? What would be the right way of? He washed without the bracha. Is there a degree to that? Is that general people do? Wash without the bracha? That's what sounds a bit like from the Ramah. Sounds like a bit, is that what people do? Person is up the entire Shavuos now. Mishnah Berurah paskens as follows. Tell me if you feel it's a chiddush. Sivkot Lamed. Pardon? Yeah, you can certainly move it to somebody else. Yeah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Lamed, B'loi Brach, again, going back on if somebody was up the entire night. Yesh me'achoinim, some achoinim acholek, al achoz ha-ramah, on the psak of the ramah, v'soivim l'tzorich levochen, this is that actually you do have to make a bracha, v'yesh maskim, that remains a machlokes achoinim. But, v'kol zeh, says the ramah, all this, as to whether you do or you don't, is only b'loi osa tzrochov, that's if somebody didn't have to be excused at all. Then there is a machloek. But if somebody had to be excused before davening, the consensus of the poiskim is, then yes, according to everyone, you can wash your hands and make a bracha, although you didn't sleep. That's halach lemaisa. This is the halach lemaisa. The Mishnah Berurah paskens should do if somebody's up the entire night. This is the right way of doing things if somebody was up the entire night. Kugoyin beled shvus, like on shvus, if somebody's traveling the whole night, halacha will be the same. Yaset tzrochov, you go before davening, you go and get, be excused. Or yotel mai veshafshev, and you touch, veshafshev means you're touching an area which requires afterwards washing hands. Sha'oz lekula alme yischayev yivorich. Then according to everybody, you'll have to wash hands. Veyivorich on the tilas yodayim v'asha yotza. And then you'll make a bracha on the tilas v'asha yotza. Says, the Mishnah Berurah, halacha lemaisa, it's an interesting chiddush. Mishnah Berurah says that if somebody was up the entire night, according to the Rashba, there's a loy plug. According to the Rosh, we're saying you don't make a bracha. But it says that Mishnah Berurah, you could artificially make a reason that you can artificially, I don't know if artificially is the right word, you can make a reason why you should wash your hands. You could touch an area, you touch an area, and therefore then you're obligated to wash your hands. Now it makes sense. Normally during the day, we don't make a bracha on that. But if yes, since there's anyway, it's there would normally be a reason to wash hands and make a bracha. Now that you touch an area, now you can wash hands with a bracha. That's the, so therefore, halacha lemaisa, if you touch an area, you're going to be excused. If you touch, then after you're allowed to make a bracha until that's your time, and you're going to be sumach that tashi yotza. So the Rashba is anyway covered because he said there's a low plug for the Rashba anyway.
You just said that the Rashba's opinion was only if he sleeps. We were discussing just now. Is that the Rosh? Sorry.
Yes. It's the you're making it makes sense, but the Mishnah Berurah does say that for the Rashba there's a low plug anyway, yeah. And you could make a bracha anyway. Fine. Yeah? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
No, it sounds like it's not. Because the takana normally, if somebody's up, somebody would be sleeping, would anyone make that bracha? So it's not bracha netzicha. There is a bit of Rosh Shlomo Zalman that goes into that kivon shtickle. Rosh Shlomo Zalman has a bit of that, but Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem to pass like that. Yeah, correct. Seif tezvav in Shulchan Aruch. Yoshin bayoim, somebody who sleeps by day. Yoshin bayoim, somebody who sleeps by day. Yesh lei stapek, again there's a suffix. Do you need to pour 3 times water off your hands? Yes or no? Again, paskins vitlem, and you should pour vitlem, you should wash below bracha without the bracha. Very interesting. Somebody who sleeps by day, you should wash, but without a bracha. How long is that sleeping? What does sleeping mean? What is it? Does it only qualify good gesund schlafe schlaf after the challenge? 2.5, 3, 3.5 hours. Or is it just nodding off in the middle of first of all 2, 3 minutes? What how long is it? What is he referring to over here? When do you need to wash hands?
Half an hour.
Everybody agrees? Half an hour? Pardon? 15 minutes. 15 minutes. Yeah? 3 minutes, 15 minutes, 30 minutes. That's the opinion. Okay, we'll get to that. Let's see if it's that design. David HaMelech. Unbelievable. This is such a beautiful Shulchan Aruch over here. David HaMelech was careful. Shaloi Lishoin, not to sleep. Shishin Nishmin. Which the Rama explains, perish shishim neshimos, 60 times breathing in and out. Why? Kedei, in order shalo yitoim ta'am misa. David HaMelech understood that if somebody who sleeps more than 60 shishanishmin, he has got a little bit, it's a different level of sleeping, and then he's got ta'amisa, this taste of death, of misa, by sleeping more than shishanishmin. Less than that, it's not really considered sleep, it's dozing off, we all know what that means. But more than that, beyond that shishanishmin, that's a proper sleep. David HaMelech was careful never to sleep more than shishanishmin. And the Rama adds, Uvi Gemara Perek HaYoshen Mashma, and in the Gemara Perek HaYoshen, it's Mashma, the Dafka Bayoyim HaInizo. It was Dafka Makba during day and not by night. But this, the Mishnah Berurah says, is not the understanding of most poskim. Most poskim, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Lamed Vav. Oh, actually, let's start from Sifkot Lamed. Hey, Shisni Nishmin, Roy Tzalom Retzufin, consecutive. Elo, only Hoyamis Namnim, Kamar Pa'omim, Pachosh, Mishisni Nishmin, Ad Chatzoy Salalah. He would sleep a few times, Shisni Nishmin, a bit less than Shisni Nishmin, and do that because a person can't sleep, I just such so little sleep. So he did that a few times just to get enough rest. Ad Chatzoy Salalah, until Chatzoy, Ome Chatzoy Ve'elach, and as the Gemara says, from midnight onwards, Hoyamis Kabekari would wake up like a lion. She would sleep a little bit. When it would get dark outside, he would sleep a few times. Short little naps, and then by Chatzos, by midnight, he would wake up properly. But he says, Dafka B'yom, Mishnah Berurah says, Dafka B'yom, that's not necessarily accurate, says Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Lamed Vav. He sigol av achoinim, most achoinim disagree. To lenim tzor shom kein, b'gmore, rak al amoyroim. So that's only true with regards to amoyroim. Most amoyroim were makbit, not to sleep by day, more than half an hour. But by night, the Amoraim, they slept more than half an hour, more than Shishanishmin. By night is okay. The Amoraim, they did, just by day they were makbid not to sleep Shishanishmin. Aval David, Be'atzmoy David HaMelech, Gam Belaylo Anizah. David HaMelech was makbid even by night. V'nafkemine kol zeledidon, nafkemine for us, Shebal Nefesh Yachmi Gam Kin Bayoim. Aval Shabbos, but of course on Shabbos, you don't have to go to the shortest name. Shabbos is more than that, is acceptable. But how much is it exactly? So the Bialoch of it brings Taka three opinions. How much is Shishanishmin? Shishanishmin can either be, that's what you mentioned, Bialoch brings three opinions. One is, see the bottom Bialoch, three minutes, and yeah, that's the most lenient opinion, is 3 hours. 3 hours, then is a half an hour, and then there is 3 minutes. 3 minutes. So pick your opinion. Which one do you want to go for? Which one should we go for, Rabbi Isai? Which one should we go for? So generally the consensus, though, is the most poskim agree that normally we go for half an hour.
What is 3 minutes?
Generally the consensus is half an hour. That's generally the halacha, half an hour. So halacha lemaitz, so what does that mean? That by day, many people are makbid not to sleep more than half an hour. And if yes, after half an hour, you'd have to wash nigel vasa. You'd have to wash nigel vasa. By night, this is just David HaMelech was makbid not to sleep more than half an hour by night even. He would always, before half an hour, he would wake up. But let me ask you a beautiful question which I heard. Why is Shulchan Aruch teaching us such an interesting halacha about David HaMelech? I mean, we don't normally speak about David HaMelech. Yes, David HaMelech is very inspiring. King, ruler and king. But what is the Shulchan Aruch teaching us about David HaMelech? Nobody can cope nowadays less than half an hour sleep by night. Even if we do it 3 times, 4 times, 5 times, we wouldn't manage. Why does Shulchan Aruch teach us about David HaMelech not sleeping half an hour by night? Yes, by day we can understand the point of make by day. Shishanishmin by day. But why by night? What's the point of teaching about David HaMelech? Nobody can cope. So I had a beautiful thought, Rabbi Isai. It teaches us, and not halacha lemaisa, but it teaches us the way a yid approaches sleep. We should realize that when we sleep for a purpose. We sleep for a purpose. We don't just sleep just for the sake of sleeping. David HaMelech managed on a very high level. He manages to cope with very, very little sleep. And some gedolim and tzaddikim are well known. Rav Eliashiv slept very little. Halik Chassam Sofer, we know, slept very, very little. Chassam Sofer said on himself, he never slept by Chatzos. Midnight, he never slept. When he was young, he would do like David HaMelech. He would sleep before, when it got dark, he went to sleep. Before Chatzos, he would wake up and learn the entire, from midnight all the way right till the night. And when he was old, he couldn't cope with it anymore. Chassam Sofer writes himself. Then he would sleep until midnight, he would learn until midnight, and then go to rest until Vasikin. So they slept very, Gdolim slept very, but it's not our level. But the point is that we should realize that we sleep because we have to sleep, just to get koiches. It's not a relaxation type of thing. No cheshbon, we sleep because we don't just do it because we have nothing else to do, we go to sleep. It's just in order to gather koiches. And that's what he's teaching us about David HaMelech. David HaMelech did the very extreme, but the inside behind it is something which we should definitely take home. So a lot, yeah.
Say one didn't get much sleep the night before.
You
feel, I need an hour and a half. So basically, you should set that in the alarm.
You don't.
It's okay to do it in slots of
safety. The truth is that you're allowed to sleep more than half an hour as well. But the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us over here that after half an hour, you'll have to make sure to wash your hands three times. Do you have to be makpid? Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention that over here. But you have to be makpid about not walking more than that amos, for instance, or. Pardon? Only for the morning. Does everybody agree to that? Or other halachas that we mentioned? Yes? You should be. It's very interesting that the poskim agree that the ruach ra, which falls in the morning or during the night, is much stronger. And therefore, though we are makbit, even after half an hour's sleep, that we should wash hands as well. But the Ruach is not so strong. And therefore, you wouldn't have to be makbid in all the other halachas. Yes, you have to wash your hands. But any other halachas are not, it's not so strong. And you personally wouldn't have to be makbid. Some boys can even question, as we know, we mustn't touch our ears, our eyes, our mouths. Some question, does that apply also with regards to sleeping over half an hour by day or not? And they say, it could be you don't have to be makbid. Yes. No. The Rosh and the Rashba certainly wouldn't apply with regards to day sleep. No, it's not 100% true what I'm saying now. But no, it's not 100% true what I'm saying, but it is certainly... Okay, either way, the Takana, even the Rosh will agree that the Bracha, they were not a Masakan. The Bracha were not a Masakan. Yeah. Right. Okay, so, but on Shabbos, however, the Bialoch and the Mishnah Berurah said that on Shabbos one can sleep a little bit more than half an hour if needed. So the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say Talmud Chacham, but in Bialoch it does say Talmud Chacham. Yeah, good point. Yeah, here in the Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem to be saying Talmud Chacham. Finally, last Seif tonight, Seif Yudzan, Yesh Noyagin, Sama Makbid Lichoitz Pihem Shachis. Some people have the minig to wash the mouse. Lichoitz been to wash their mouse in the morning. Mipnei aririm shebesoich apeh, because of various bits and pieces which are found in the mouth in the morning. So it's proper and it's appropriate to wash you, to rinse out your mouth in the morning. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sensef Kot Lamed Vav, Mipnei aririm kitzorich lehaskir Hashem Hagodol, because we're going to mention Ribbono Shel Olam's name, Bikdusha, with holiness of Atar and purity, and therefore it's inappropriate that our mouth should be unclean, and therefore one should make sure to wash or rinse the mouth before in the morning. What do you think about brushing teeth? Will that qualify for that as well? Or do you have to just rinse the mouth? Pardon? Als what? Als? I'll keep it aim, 100%. 100%, very good. Yes, I partially would apply for that as well, I imagine. It's a matter of cleaning the mouth. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. The reason for why we have to wash our mouths in the morning is Tzorich Lehaskir Hashem HaGodol, mentioned the name of the Ribbono Shel Olam Kedusha Uvetahara. Just to finish off, I can't stop myself from mentioning, my mother always says, my mother went to school in Switzerland, and in Switzerland in those days, the Jewish school was very small, and it was a mixed school, and there were sons of a very chashev rav, and he was in class together with my mother, and he's now a famous rav and dayan in Rosh Kol in Yerushalayim. And my mother always mentions that that once he fell asleep in class, and the teacher came in those days, you know, the teacher came, and then he woke him up in lesson with a bit of a, and the boy wakes up in a massive shock, And he says, he looks and he says, Nagelwasser, 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 Nagelwasser. So he was pretty mad. I don't know if it was Mark necessarily on 3 minutes, maybe he went according to all the opinions of 3 hours as well. Das weiß ich schon nicht. Okay.